on the beach, a dark spot on the white sand. Let her go. Let her have a good time. He put his arm around his wife's waist. Tina ran until she was exhausted, and then she threw herself down in the sand and gleefully rolled to the water's edge. The ocean was warm, and there was hardly any surf at all. She sat for a while, catching her breath, and then she looked back toward her parents in the car to see how far she had come. Her mother waved, beckoning her to return. Tina waved back, cheerfully, pretending she didn't understand. Tina didn't want to put sunscreen on, and she didn't want to go back and hear her mother talk about losing weight. She wanted to stay right here, and maybe see a sloth. Tina had seen a sloth 2 days earlier at the zoo in San Jose. It looked like a Muppets character, and it seemed harmless. In any case, it couldn't move fast. She could easily outrun it. Now her mother was calling to her, and Tina decided to move out of the sun, back from the water, to the shade of the palm trees. In this part of the beach, the palm trees overhung a gnarled tangle of mangrove roots, which blocked any attempt to penetrate inland. Tina sat in the sand and kicked the dried mangrove leaves. She noticed many bird tracks in the sand. Costa Rica was famous for its birds. The guidebook said there were 3 times as many birds in Costa Rica as in all of America and Canada. In the sand, some of the 3-toed bird tracks were small and so faint they could hardly be seen. Other tracks were large and cut deeper in the sand. Tina was looking idly at the tracks when she heard a chirping, followed by a rustling in the mangrove thicket. Did sloths make a chirping sound? Tina didn't think so, but she wasn't sure. The chirping was probably some ocean bird. She waited quietly, not moving, hearing the rustling again, and finally she saw the source of the sounds. A few yards away, a lizard emerged from the mangrove roots and peered at her. Tina held her breath. A new animal for her list. The lizard stood up on its hind legs, balancing on its thick tail, and stared at her. Standing like that, it was almost a foot tall, dark green with brown stripes along its back. Its tiny front legs ended in little lizard fingers that wiggled in the air. The lizard cocked its head as it looked at her. Tina thought it was cute, sort of like a big salamander. She raised her hand and wiggled her fingers back. The lizard wasn't frightened. It came toward her, walking upright on its hind legs. It was hardly bigger than a chicken, and like a chicken, it bobbed its head as it walked. Tina thought it would make a wonderful pet. She noticed that the lizard left 3-toed tracks that looked exactly like bird tracks. The lizard came closer to Tina. She kept her body still, not wanting to frighten the little animal. She was amazed that it would come so close. But she remembered that this was a national park. All the animals in the park would know that they were protected. This lizard was probably tame. Maybe it even expected her to give it some food. Unfortunately, she didn't have any. Slowly, Tina extended her hand, palm open, to show she didn't have any food. The lizard paused, cocked his head, and chirped. "Sorry," Tina said. "I just don't have anything." And then, without warning, the lizard jumped up onto her outstretched hand. Tina could feel its little toes pinching the skin of her palm, and she felt the surprising weight of the animal's body pressing her arm down, and then the lizard scrambled up her arm toward her face. "I just wish I could see her," Ellen Bowman said, squinting in the sunlight. "That's all, just see her." "I'm sure she's fine," Mike said, picking through the box lunch packed by the hotel.